Going to be reading this morning from Matthew 6, 25 through 34. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you by worrying add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things, and indeed your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. Worry and stress, those are pretty much common things in our lives today. I think there's probably more people taking Nexium and Prilosec and all these anti-anxiety medications and acid reflux drugs today than there's ever been, because we tend to be a very worrying society. In fact, there's a funny story about a man up in Minnesota who was robbing stores. And the police nicknamed him the Rolaids Robber, because whenever he was robbing stores, he would constantly ask the store clerk for a little thing of Rolaids. And he was popping these Rolaids all the time. He finally got caught, and he's now serving time in prison, so I bet he's probably a lot more relaxed, and his stomach is probably better off. But I think we find ourselves in those kinds of situations a lot, where we're maybe popping antacids or doing whatever to try and take care of the stress that's on our stomach. In fact, sometimes we get so worried about things that the things we do are a little bit odd. There's a young couple, just had a baby, and this baby would often wake up in the middle of the night and cry. Well, the mother would poke the dad in the side and ask him, please get up and go see why the baby's crying. Well, this happened enough where he wasn't getting a lot of sleep at night. So he's happened to be talking to his coworkers about all this, and one of his coworkers suggested that there is a book out that talks about how you can massage the baby and his back and his arms and his head and stuff and get them to sleep really sound. So he rushed out and found this book, and he proceeded to do this that night with the baby. And sure enough, the baby went into a very deep sleep. Well, along about midnight, the mom poked the daddy in the side and said, please go see why he's not crying. We just seem to have a knack for worrying about things that we really don't need to be worrying about. Jesus is telling us that God's going to provide for us. We don't need to be worrying about what we're going to eat or what we're going to drink, or what kind of clothes we're going to be wearing. We don't need to be worrying about the car we're driving or the house we're living in or any of those kinds of things, because God will provide for us. All we have to do is trust in him and know that he is going to provide for our best needs. And he always does. Trust me, he always provides for what we need. But then there's people that are planners. They plan everything out ahead of time, and they expect everything to fall right into place the way they've planned it. And there's a couple that were going to take a vacation to Hawaii. Well, the man, being a very frugal man, he wanted economy cars from the rental car company, and he reserved them way ahead of time. Well, when they landed and got to their first island, they went up to the rental car booth, and the clerk behind the booth says, I'm sorry, we're all out of that economy model, but we'd be glad to bump you up to the next model for the same price. So I said, okay. And And turns out they gave them a really nice Mustang convertible to drive around the island. Well, they got through there and went to the next island and ran into the same situation and so on and so on. For all four islands that they went to, this economy model was not available anymore, so they bumped them up to the next model. Well, after the vacation was over and they got on the plane and him and his wife were talking about all this, and she's talking about how wonderful this vacation was and how nice it was, and she said, "What did you think about all this?" And he goes, "Well, I guess it was okay, but I think it's pretty sad that they didn't have the economy model that I wanted." And she looked at him and she says, "Are you crazy? You got a Mustang convertible, a Mazda MR-10, a Lincoln Town Car, and finally on that last island they got a Mercedes, and you're upset because they didn't have the economy car that you had reserved?" Some people are just like that. They expect things to happen exactly the way they planned them out, and when they don't, it upsets them. And they stress about it, and they worry about it. And it doesn't really do anything for you to worry about things, to stress about things, other than give you an ulcer, cause you health problems, possibly heart problems. It affects you physically, emotionally, and spiritually to worry about things that really may be out of your control, or things that you want to happen just like this. And so what if they didn't happen that way? They always happen better, or very often happen better. There's an old saying that when God closes a door, He always opens a better door. I've had that experience, and I'm sure most of you have had that kind of an experience where you get kind of concerned because this didn't happen the way you wanted it to. God closed that door, but ultimately He opened this door over here, which was actually a better thing to happen to you than would have happened behind the closed door. So we worry about things that we really don't need to be worrying about. If we trust God, we know He walks with us, we know He provides for us, He gives us our every need, then why worry about it? Like Jesus tells them in those verses I read, it is not going to add an hour to your span of life. And if anything, getting worried and stressed about something may take away a few hours of your life for causing health problems. We need to learn to just accept things the way they are. Stress is one of those things that it kind of builds on you. There's a motivational speaker that uses an illustration. He takes a glass of water and holds it up, and he asks the audience how heavy they think the water is in that glass. And you get different answers like, oh, 10 ounces or 16 ounces or different things. And after he gets a few answers, he stops and he says, "Well, actually, it doesn't matter what the absolute weight is of the water in this glass. What matters is how long I hold the glass. If I hold it for a few minutes and set it down, it's not any problem. If I hold it for an hour, my arm's probably going to start cramping. If I hold it for several hours, my arm's probably going to get locked in that position and you're going to have to get an ambulance out there to get me straightened out." And that's how stress is. It doesn't matter what it is you're stressing about, how much. What matters is how long you stress over it. Because the longer you stress over something, the longer you worry about something, the more and more it affects you, till it gets to the point where it blows up on you. And you shouldn't let it get there, because we have no reason to worry. We have no reason to stress over those things in our daily lives. God is with us. And if you truly believe that, if you truly have that kind of faith and you trust God, you know that no matter what situation you face, no matter what you are expecting, God is with you and God is going to provide for you the very best for you. It may not be exactly what you expect, like the example of the economy car. but he's going to provide the best for your needs. These little stress things, another good example is there was a seaplane down in Miami around South Beach, and they were going to fly down to the Bahamas. And this seaplane had made this flight hundreds of times. There was 18 passengers on board and two crew members, and they got taken off, got out a little ways, and a wing fell off. Of course, the plane crashed. They all died. Well, the National Transportation Safety Board was investigating this accident, trying to figure out what happened. They noticed in their investigation that there was a hairline crack between the wing and the body of the plane. So small that you couldn't really see it with the naked eye. But that tiny little stress crack, under the stress of taking off and landing and all those things, the pressure on the wings, finally caused that wing to fall off. And that's how stress is with us. That tiny little stress problem that you have, if you don't let it go, if you don't take care of it, it's going to fail on you. It's going to blow up on you. It is going to cause you worse problems than the little bit of stress that you really didn't need to be having in the first place. We are all susceptible to stress and worry. It's a part of our built-in personalities. It's just the way we are as a human being, as people. We tend to worry about things. I'm not sure why we're built that way, but that's just a part of being us. Some psychologists have done some studies on this and discovered that part of it is how we are raised when we are in our formative years. If you were raised by parents that you could trust, that you knew were always there for you, that you knew were going to provide for you, you tend to grow up as a very trusting adult. But if you happen to be raised in an environment where you didn't have anybody you could rely on, you weren't sure you were going to get the things that you needed, you tend to grow up mistrusting things. And that's kind of how things are in life. We all know people that are very distrustful, and we all know people that are very trusting. Those kinds of things affect our lives. And the only thing that we can really do about it as a people, as Christian people, is to pray about it, have the faith that things are going to be okay, trust that God has your best interest at heart, and let it go. Most of you probably know the hymn, "Leave It There." That's the honest way you should do it. Take it to the Lord and leave it there. Don't fret over it. Don't worry over it. Don't get so stressed out over what's going on that it affects you physically and emotionally and spiritually. It's not worth it. You're just causing yourself more problems, which causes you to stress more, which causes more problems. It's like the old snowball effect. Shouldn't be stressing about things. And we all have the normal built-in stresses of just family life. There's the insecurities about different things. There's the hopelessness that sometimes we feel. There's all those built-in stresses. And especially if you think about society today, there are a lot of things that we could be stressing about. And I'll have to admit that I'm one of those that stresses. And sometimes I stress too much. And I shouldn't. Because I know from experience that God has always taken care of whatever it is that I was stressing about. All you have to do is let it go. And things will be fine. And I know that. So why I do the stressing, I don't know. It's human nature, I guess. But in today's society, we have things like Am I going to be employed tomorrow? Am I going to have a place to live tomorrow? Am I going to be able to provide for my family? Oh, my car broke down. Am I going to be able to get to work? And we have those stressors. It's not like it was 50 years ago when you got a job with a company and you stayed with that company until you either died or retired. It's not like that anymore. Society has changed. Statistically, if I remember correctly, a typical American male in his lifetime changes careers twice and holds 9 different jobs. And that's just a fact of life. But we worry about that because we see things like, uh-oh, they're laying off people. Or, uh-oh, this company is going out of business. And we see those kinds of things and we worry. But we never stop to think about that maybe that was part of God's plan. Maybe he has something out there better for you, a better job. Maybe an employer that pays a little more or has better benefits or whatever it might be. And we don't think on those terms. All we seem to see is the downside. It's kind of like the glass half full of water. Is it half full or half empty? It's about perspective. And if you stress about the fact that it's half empty instead of being glad about the fact that it's half full, it causes problems. And that's where all this stress comes from. We work too many hours. We worry about providing. We worry about pricing. We worry about gas prices. We worry about everything. And we shouldn't, because it affects us. When you're having trouble standing something, kneel and pray about it. The best cure for worry and stress is to trust God completely. Give it to God and leave it there. Let him worry about it. Let him take care of it. Jesus tells us the birds don't worry about what they're going to eat or where they're going to live. The flowers don't worry about how pretty they're going to be. God takes care of them. And if he takes care of those things, how much better is he going to take care of you? Because he cares about us that much. And if you do a little bit of study on the birds and different things like that, we all know about the migratory birds that live in the north in the summertime and migrate to the south in the wintertime and so on and so forth. Even monarch butterflies do the same thing. Monarch butterflies will travel nearly 3,000 miles in migration. A little butterfly, 3,000 miles. And the birds that are migrating, sometimes they go long distances, maybe over water or in places where they're not going to be able to find food. But God takes care of them. He always finds them a place to stop and land, get some nourishment and some rest, and then continue on. He sees to it that they have those things. Same with the butterflies. He'll find a flower or something somewhere where they can get some nectar or whatever it is that they drink to survive. And he gets them where they're going. And he will get us where we're going. And he will provide us the food and the shelter and the clothing and all the things that we need. It's all about trust and it's all about faith. And it's all about having the knowledge that God takes care of us because he wants to take care of us, because he loves us that much. So don't worry about things. Don't stress over things. In Isaiah, it says, "But Zion said, 'The Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me.'" Then God answers that cry. "Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born?" Then God adds, "Though she may forget, I will never forget you." So all throughout the Bible, God wants us to be sure to know that he is taking care of us. whether it's the Old Testament or the New Testament. I've made comments many times before about a lot of people look at the Old Testament and one, they don't think it applies anymore, which is not true. And two, they look at the Old Testament as thinking, well, it's all about wars and punishment and all those things that God did to us. And that's not the case. If you truly study the Old Testament, you'll find that what it is about is all the times that God forgave us, all the times that God put us back on track and took care of us. And then eventually we would wander away and he'd have to pull us back in. It's about caring and love. It's not about wars and punishment. And in the New Testament, it's about God's love, what he did for us, gave us his son, and how Jesus loves us and cares for us. That's how much he cares for us and loves us. And we have to remember that. All throughout the Bible, he tells us those kinds of things. So worry not, because it doesn't do you any good to worry. Stress not, because it will only make you sick or have other problems. It's all about trust. It's all about knowing that if God takes care of everything else around you, the animals and the trees and the flowers, don't you know he is going to take care of you? Amen.